And welcome to the 101.5 FM studio, Karen Woolwork, Beachmere author and historian, to chat about yet another string to her bow. Karen, you've got an exhibition of the history of Beachmere on display at Bribey Island Seaside Museum. Exhibition's called Beachmere, the Collective Memories of a Seaside Village, and it's on until May the 31st. But tell us, how did all this come about?
Well, first of all, I just want to thank Radio 101.5 FM for extending for yet another year on the podcast for Beachmere's history, so thank you. So none of what is on display would be possible without the Beachmere community and the wonderful museum and library teams of Moreton Bay. So what you'll see in the exhibition is 8 years of work coming together, but bringing it forward a little bit, it was about 12 months ago that we were launching book three, and as part of that book launch we did a display of photos, artwork and memorabilia, and it basically stretched from one end of the Beachmere Community Association Hall to the other. Part of the guest list had the museum and library teams in as guests for that day, and they decided that there were elements in the display that they were interested in and thought about getting the display to be taken a little further. So we had a little conversation and they sort of said, would I be interested and what would I like displayed? I, of course, said all of it, but they said, okay, that's not quite possible given the space that we have. So I suggested then that they take the three books that I'd written and thumb through them, finding what was of interest to them or what would be of interest to a wider audience. They did that, and so what's then started what they would call a collaborative process. At this point, I really would like to thank the Moreton Bay Museum team, because exhibitions don't simply appear. They are thoughtfully researched, designed, coordinated and assembled. They take an empty space and then fill it with all the things to exhibit, which allows people to reflect and to view and, you know, get connected with the story.
So how did you decide, or what was the process to decide how to display all of this?
Well, the museum's team decided to pick out various aspects from the book and the items that went with it. And from there, it showed up there were sort of lots of little stories, which is how the books are written, lots of little stories. So they then decided that a modular panel system would work, and each panel would be a standalone story, but also would give a cohesive story. When they're put all together, so each visitor can come and read and look and just ponder what's in front of them.
Okay, so what you were very kindly showing me some examples of this just now, colours and textures are very important in this, aren't they?
Yes. The museum team chose a soft coastal palette. So you've got your weathered blues, your sea glass greens, sandy tones. So that all sort of speaks about, you know, being on the coast. It also reflects Beachmere's landscape. And the way that they've used sort of washed out colours, that sort of speaks of passing of time. So it was very, very clever in what they did.
And detailed. And detailed. Now, were you able to use other technology to enhance your exhibition?
Yes. We
We had the traditional way of displaying. So we had the modular boards with the beautiful font that was used so that people could read, seeing that we would have an older demographic coming through as well. But we also understood that the younger generation needed to be involved. So we have videos, we have interactive panels where someone can come and sit and listen or sit and read. We also had an activity centre, so based around the sand gardens that were quite prominent in Beachmere's history.
Might be an impossible question, but can you tell us what either your favourite parts of it are or what you think are the highlights are of the exhibition?
I think my favourite part is that just the generosity of the Beachmere people giving their photographs, their memories, their memorabilia, but also the artists telling their history through their art. We have one particular mosaic pot done by Helen Riley, and her inspiration has come from three paintings done by Linda Smith Panaka, and it's just so beautiful to see. There's another piece that is a stingray that has been woodworked by one of the fellows from the men's shed, Glenn. He'd never done anything like that before, and he just was inspired to do it and produced a beautiful hand-carved stingray out of camphor laurel. Just wonderful.
Right. This is years of work has gone into this, but what is it within you that drives you on to do this? What was the? It's a labour of love. It's a passion project. How would you describe it?
Basically, it is now a labour of love. I couldn't believe that there was nothing in Beachmere, that Beachmere had no history. And when I started asking the locals, they came forward telling me all their wonderful little stories. And then as you go and research them and substantiate them, you find there's a deeper meaning behind it, and there was probably something else that drove it. And I really felt that there was some Indigenous history that needed to be told, because when I started all this work, my starting point was post-European settlement, and so I've been now starting to work backwards.
Just tell us very briefly, there's links to both the Boer War and to the surrender of one of the nations in the Second World War. Come back to Beachmere, don't they?
Yes, so I'm... For my sins, I'm writing a fourth book called Stories of Service, which is based on the military history that Beachmere has. One of the stories that you'll find in the exhibition is about a gentleman called Harold Seng, and he was actually at the signing of the surrender of Japan. So I'm having a look at all of those sorts of stories. And then another one that I've written about, but I'll expand on further when I do book four, is about Mr. Charles Frederick Millman. And he lived out on the Beachmere Road in the late 1800s, and he went back to South Australia to join up with the Bushman's contingent, and he is mentioned in dispatches along with Breaker Morant.
Incredible, absolutely incredible. Now, opening day was February the 14th.
Yes.
How did it go?
It was wet and windy. The forecast was not good, but it didn't deter 60-plus members of the public coming through to see the exhibition. That was just very heartening to see. We had elders from the area, we had three levels of government attending, family and friends, and the wider community. So it was very well received.
The vibe was good on the day. Have you? Is the vibe still good? Are people still going through enthusiastically?
Yes. The stats that I'm getting from the Seaside Museum, they're suggesting there's been about 100 a day at this point. It's still early days, but they're very pleased with what's happening. And there's a couple of guided tours to happen as well.
Look, Karen, thanks for joining us. Take a day trip to Bribie and check out the exhibition, Beachmere, the Collective Memories of a Seaside Village at Bribie Seaside Museum. Now, the museum is open Wednesday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. As I said before, the exhibition is on until May the 31st. And after seeing the exhibition, why not take a little detour on your way home and check out Beachmere Village. Karen has a host of other great podcasts about the people, places, stories and events of Beachmere, and they're all to be found on 1015fm.com.au. And take a hint, check them out.